Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the second hour, we're going to be joined by John Connor, who's doing a greater and greater job on a routine basis, getting out there exposing 9/11. He walks into big university halls and began yelling and screaming and getting the information out about September 11th. He, of course, also calls into national talk shows on a repeated basis, focusing listeners in on Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, and 9/11. And he walked up to one of these petty celebrities on the streets of Los Angeles just a week or so ago and brought up 9/11 to this Bonaducci character, and the guy just told him he was an idiot and that nobody was watching and that he was a nobody. And that we're all a bunch of kooks. And so the video got posted on the web, and then I guess Bonaducci decided to try to hype it somehow and turn it into some type of publicity stunt. We got John Connor coming on. I just thought, though, Connor's in contact with this Bonaducci character who's constantly on every neocon radio and TV show known to man, calling for total world government and a police state. What we ought to do is try to get Mr. Bonaducci on the show. He's just some child actor from the 70s, but now better known for worshiping George W. Bush. But it's just an illustration of how these individuals hype things. He then claimed that he was getting death threats on his MySpace and that he didn't contact the FBI. They contacted him. And he told the FBI, oh, no, I don't want to prosecute anybody. Well, you know, when we get a death threat, we do call the FBI, and we do file a complaint. And this whole thing sounds staged to me, or this individual would be doing something about this. So we'll play the clip of the video, play the audio from the video coming up later. Then we also have Tommy Pallotta to talk about Scanner Darkly and its dystopic view of the nightmare near future. Coming up, joining us for about 30 minutes at the last half hour of the third hour today. We'll also have open phones on this Wednesday edition. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Also, back on Monday, we had an individual on who's made it into the national press reporting on a story picked up by Hustler Magazine, of all places, with video of what appears to be Timothy McVeigh a year and a half after he's in the U.S. Army in a Army uniform at a military base in the Dakotas. And a lot of people compared the photo to McVeigh 5-10 years later, pale, with more meat on his bones, and didn't think it was him. Well, we went and got actual photos of McVeigh, admitted photos of McVeigh when he was in the military, and I'm telling you, same ears, same eyes, same face. A voice analysis has been done by a prestigious professor who's an expert in voice identification. He said it is a high match and would testify in court that he believes it is Timothy McVeigh. And we have all those reports posted. But I challenge you to go up to Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. Look at the story. Look at those photos, the new photos we've added of McVeigh in 91. Versus this video allegedly shot in 93, and call us and tell us who you think it is. All right, there's a ton of other news. You'll want to stay with us. North American Union news, you name it. We'll be right back.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is a gigantic article. I mean, this thing is like 20 pages long. In Mother Jones magazine that just came out, it's the February 2007 issue, and it gets into the national toll roads that are going in. It's titled The Highwaymen, i.e. the highway robbers. Why you could soon be paying Wall Street investors, Australian bankers, and Spanish builders for the privilege of driving on American roads, and it goes through the history of our roads, the interstate under Eisenhower, and with just amazing precision, because I've read the article now twice, with amazing precision, we're posting it up on JonesReport.com right now, it goes through that they have paid off the politicians, and they're basically being given the roads. And then they promise later to pay a percentage of it as tax revenue to county, state, federal, and, yes, international. And the reason I bring this up out of the gates, as I did yesterday, I was on, it seems every day I'm amazed by ignorance and willful ignorance on the Trans-Texas corridors, the NAFTA highways, the funding mechanism, the surveillance mechanism, the control mechanism of the New World Order. Roads, our commerce, our power. The U.S., more than any other nation in the world, is designed and based on roads. We live far apart. Our cities are sprawling. They're not thousands of years old and compact like Europe. Trains couldn't ever supply us with the goods and services and the transportation we need because we're too spread out. And the establishment knows that. So if they seize the roads by hook or by crook, there is no level of taxation which we won't pay to use those. We have a love affair with the road. Almost everybody in this country has a car. You basically have to have a car to get to work, or you better get up an hour or two earlier than you would just to get there by bus. Unless you live in a few cities like New York, and still, it's a nightmare on the buses and the trains and the cabs. They know what they're doing, and they are seizing the roads, and this is how they're going to finance and govern and track and surveil our nation. This is the octopus. This is the grid. This is the net. The roads literally are a net to be used. They're going to wall off many areas into UN biosphere zones. That's all been officially agreed to and signed on to under the guise of saving the environment. It's all happening. And I talked about how I was down at the TV station on Monday, and there was the Republican Party chairman of Travis County, Austin, Texas, and he was just denying that there's even a North American Union. And just, you know, first, people deny there's North American Union. I guess he's still in that phase of denying it, denying it, denying it. Now it's here, and other people are just spinning it and saying it's a good thing. And sure enough, I was on Lars Larson, big national radio show last night, and I brought up the fact that American University professor Robert Pastor, who is the co-chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, who literally wrote the agreement that Bush signed last March and expanded last December with then-Prime Minister Paul Martin of Canada and then-President Vicente Fox of Mexico. Bush is the last of the three amigos. Literally, word for word, the agreement borrowed much of the towards a North American Union, towards a North American community. There's two separate documents. They borrowed whole paragraphs and wrote it into this executive fiat administrative merger of our countries. And so, lo and behold, I'm on Lars Larson last night, and what does he bring up? He starts basically saying the North American Union's good because it's going to give us security. And he says, well, what's wrong with roads? What's wrong with security? I mean, soon will the, quote, officials and authorities in your area, not the public servants, but the authorities, the officials, will they show up and just say, we need to take your house? It's for security. That's what the British would say. One of the reasons that we saw the kickoff of the Revolutionary War. I mean, everything is for security. We're going to get rid of our borders. We're going to hand our roads over to foreign corporations. We're going to track everything you do. We're going to tax the living daylights out of you. And if you're not for it, you're with Al-Qaeda, basically. Imagine doing an hour-long interview with a guy on over 200 radio stations. And I've been on there before. And he was apologizing. He was openly defending the North American Union. Now, this is one of the supposed stalwart conservatives. Now, normally you can't get a neocon talk show host to even talk about the North American Union. According to Limbaugh, it is still a kook detector. Doesn't matter if it's been in hundreds of newspapers, doesn't matter if it's admitted, doesn't matter if congressmen have gone public speaking out against it, it doesn't matter if Lou Dobbs has talked about it probably 20, 30 times on a show, it doesn't matter if it's official and you can read the agreement, it doesn't matter, it's a kook detector. There isn't a CFR, Yeah, we know, Limbaugh. Your books are published by a CFR imprint. There isn't a CFR. There's no Council on Foreign Relations. There's no plan for a one-world government. There's no plan for a North American Union. And so, see, some of them are still on that old script, but then others, like Lars Larson, have now gotten up to a more modern script, and they say, oh, yeah, what's wrong with us coordinating our security with Mexico and Canada? What's wrong with us letting some foreign corporations run our roads? Oh, Alex, you're not free market. And I'd say, no. We have the TxDOT documents. We have even documents out of Oregon. We have documents where they're basically being, and it's all in Mother Jones this month, being given to them. We've interviewed Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner. He said in the final phases of a country going into receivership, the big central banks come in and basically instruct the politicians to start handing off the infrastructure. The same thing happened in China. They sent Smedley Butler in there. They sent him into Guatemala, the Marine Corps general. Later he wrote about it, how they were there overthrowing countries. But now they don't do it militarily. They do it with payoffs. It's like the big telecom companies. Just six of them together spent $150 million this year trying to end net neutrality to start shutting down freedom on the web? And only because the committee chairman sounded like a complete lunatic on air, not knowing what the Internet even was and calling it a bunch of tubes and saying they had to save the fouled-up tubes, that did it fail? But they'll be back next session. You think $150 million is a lot? They've spent a lot more lobbying at every county and every city and every state at the federal level, billions of dollars, and now they're just handing over. And Mother Jones goes through how they're doing this, and they call it privatization. Here's Lars Larson calling it privatization. What's wrong with free market, Alex? It's not free market. It is global corporations becoming our government, having governmental power. It's taking over existing roads we've paid for two and three times over. Take Texas. $6 billion in a bank account they haven't even touched. Untold amounts of money in their comprehensive annual financial report slush funds. And they're busy saying, we're broke, we have to sell the roads to Centra of Spain. And then you read the agreement, which the legislature had to sue over and start criminal complaints over, because they said, oh, TxDOT, Texas Department of Transportation, and their agreement with a foreign company is secret and confidential. Finally got much of it, and they're not paying anything. They're putting no money down. Once they start operating the toll roads, then they will pay a percentage into the state to, quote, upkeep the roads. And if they lay any new blacktop on an existing highway, it then becomes their road. I mean, this is incredible. This is absolutely amazing. It states, and they've done this, the same company in Florida and other areas where they've run these, they've done it in Mexico, we've covered it, read the news articles here on air, had expert guests on, the head of Corridor Watch, Stahl and others, David Stahl. If their toll roads, which are existing roads they're seizing, or they'll re-blacktop a bridge and then just put a toll on that bridge and then say they own that bridge, and then, okay, well, you've just got to pay on an existing highway to go over the bridge now. This is how they get around the law against the tolling existing roads. I don't know. There's just so many frauds and so many scams they're running. Many of you are already aware of this. But just to go on a show, and he kept going, oh, very nice conspiracy, Mr. Jones. Very nice. Oh, the conspiracy theory. And then he would just admit the North American Union was here, but still, I'm a conspiracy theorist because I don't like it. But if the existing roads they seize and put toll roads on, quote, don't make them enough money, and that's all agreed upon in the agreement with the state, with a state agency that says it's outside the legislature and outside the people, I forgot that part, that then they can shut down existing lanes and roads, arterials that are being used to circumvent the toll road. It's in the agreement. And I'm on a talk show being laughed at because I'm against it. And Guaranteed, there are phony conservatives out there sucking their thumbs, loving it. I'm the liberal, see. I'm against the foreigners paying off politicians and being handed our infrastructure. I'm the bad man. And phony conservatives like Lars Larson, he's the good man.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop. Because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba, 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Let's look at one little tiny facet of how they're going to use the roads as total surveillance and taxation grids. I learned about 9 years ago that already in Indiana and Texas and other states, license plate scanning, instant read, AI-type software had been hooked into highway cameras, and then it was reading everyone's license plate as you drove down the road. Now it's been announced that coast to coast, all the big digital cameras are wired through this. This has been for about 2 years. So coast to coast, every major city, four horse, you know, towns, not one horse, four horse, you know, small towns, I meant to say every four-way stop, even in a one-horse town, has these. And the LAPD was the first to announce 3 years ago that it's going in many of their police cars. You heard about the Florida town where every car that comes through it, they run your plates. But this is a TV documentary we've got a clip of, and we're putting it up on JonesReport.com in the next hour or so. This is where they admit that it's not just criminals, though. Everybody's data is being logged and mined. Okay? So, now again, I'm the conspiracy theorist 9 years ago when I'm reading government documents on air. Now it's announced, and I'm still evil and bad because I don't like being under total surveillance while the border's wide open and illegal aliens don't have to show ID to get bank accounts or housing loans. Because, again, this is not about controlling crime or stopping terrorism. It's about micromanaging and letting you know you're a slave. That's why the police, everybody's been ordered to be rude to us. The people at the airports have been ordered to let us know they're the boss. It's all about humiliation and our journey into enslavement. Here it is.
The Long Beach Police Department has recently acquired new technology that allows officers to automatically read license plates and compare them to wanted vehicle databases. This is called ALPR, or Automated License Plate Recognition. Each ALPR vehicle has three cameras mounted on the light bar that can read license plates in all weather and in complete darkness. Each camera contains both the color overview and infrared camera. The system compares plates to four databases at this time. We are searching for wanted felony vehicles, local wanted vehicles, stolen vehicles, and vehicles with lost or stolen license plates. If the system finds a match in a database, the officer will be alerted both visually and audibly. Now we want to get all the new information, all the stolen vehicles that are out in the field. So what we're going to do is we're just going to hit begin shift. The process is wireless. It's now uploading all the databases, and it's done. What we're seeing is typically between 3,000 and 4,000 plates a shift being read and compared to the database, opposed to the old way, which is just manually inputting plates on the computer. The quickest guy, I think we saw 150, 200 a shift. So you're comparing a lot of information that you normally just would have driven right by to databases. So basically, you're just cruising down the lot. You can go, you could be going 50 miles an hour, and it will read them. Obviously, the slower you go, the better. But it's pretty efficient. I'm going 80. And sketching the cars going the opposite direction, that I'm sure are going at least 80. And if you're driving along, the computer actually sees the car, you'll get a hit. And it takes about 1 second from when the camera sees it to when it displays it on the screen. But it automatically pops up, so you don't have to worry about fumbling with the computer and all that kind of stuff. And to verify it, obviously, you just go back to your Tiburon screen. If something happens and you're on a call and, say, a 211 goes out, you have the ability to manually input plates into the system as well. To do that, what you'll do is you'll just hit manual plate entry. Let's see this truck up here. Call goes out. It's 7 Charles 65885, right? Hit plate.
No match in database.
There's no match in the system. We're just going to make a note. It says it's just going to be a test, but you can put whatever you wanted into there. Hit save. Now, the next time you see it, it's going to turn off. But as soon as you see it sees the plate, the alarm will go off. And it gives you all the information that you inputted, gives you a picture of the car, the plate as it saw it, and then the plate as it interpreted it to be. The machine will keep every single read that you've collected until you downshift or end shift. Just hit the next button, and you can actually toggle through every single plate that you read.
All right, we'll be right back and let this clip finish up, then I'll tell you what's how this is really being used, and that it's not just in the police cars. And we've got a bunch of other audio clips we'll be playing and analyzing. We'll also take some calls and go to John Conner.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 20th, 2006. Gold, $629.80. Ounce gold coins are at $641.58, $323.75 for half, $161.87 for quarter ounce. That's $641.58, $323.75, and $161.87. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Possibly. Welcome back. All right, we got a lot of audio clips today. When it rains, it pours, and they're all very important. The next one I'm going to get to here in a few minutes is 60 Minutes on Sunday. A CIA official revealed that Bush, Cheney, Rice were personally told Iraq had no WMDs in the fall of 2002. We'll be getting to that. I also want to cover how Gibson on Fox News is trying to demonize 9/11 truthers, basically with a straw man argument that reeks of COINTELPRO with this Gary Bonaducci person. And then I want to actually play some of what John Connor actually said to him there on the side of a street, a little cafe. But let me go back and finish up with these cop car scanners. Why doesn't the national media have a bunch of fanfare about the fact that for 9 years, and that's what I know of, many states had test arrays of cameras hooked into the software packages that scan the plates, read the plates of every car. In fact, some of these software packages can read hundreds of plates simultaneously. Packed roads, both sides, they're reading it all. This technology was developed by the NSA for satellite surveillance so that computers could artificially recognize numbers and other key things that then would flag it for human analysis because there's so much surveillance. That's what a lot of this AI technology does. No, they're selling it to you in Texas and Florida and California with, oh, L.A. got 40 units, San Diego got 10 units, Dallas got 10 units, under federal grants, I would add. Boston got 20-something units, and we see these reports every week. Chicago got a bunch of units. Oh, the feds are paying for $2 billion worth of camera systems in New York, $900 million in Dallas. I mean, it just constantly we read these stories. Then you go read, you see the company name, you go find out, you go spot check, you go pull it. It's not just license plate reading. It's face scanning arrays. That's why you'll have on a busy pedestrian street an array of different cameras. One is hooked into software, and now they're trying to integrate it where one camera feed does all of this, where they're reading faces, they're reading walks, they're listening to your speech. Austin's got hundreds of microphones all over it. We were one of the test cities starting in 98 under a federal grant. I have the front of the statesman saying it. Put it in my film, Police State 2000, in 99. And now it's been announced. Okay, at first they said it was gunshot detectors. Then I went and pulled the federal grant. It said microphones to listen to people on the street. And now they just admit it's microphones in Austin and every other major city in this country. In fact, I've even seen microphones and seen reports of microphones in small towns at the park. Oh, we just have these to make sure there's not a problem. Now in England, there's not just 4.5 million cameras in London. There's untold numbers of microphones going in. So you see this grid that's being put in place, and so they sell it to you. Oh, we're out looking for stolen cars. Oh, really? You know what the car thieves do? They steal the car. And before it's ever even found stolen, 5 hours later when you wake up and go outside and your car isn't there, it's already gone to a chop shop, it's already been chopped up, or it's already had its serial numbers removed in the dash, and it's had new plates put on, fake plates, and it's already been loaded onto a truck, and the Border Patrol, there have been huge reports in the LA Times on this, nothing is done as these cars are shipped, because there's all the big bribes being made, right over the border, right into Mexico. Big old tractor trailers full of cars, trains full of cars. It's a big business, and it comes right back into this country. They just repaint them, change up the basic look, and ship them right back into the U.S. And then you pay for it with increased premiums on your insurance. So, and I mean, I had a car stolen in Dallas. Cops wouldn't even come out. I had my car broken into here in Austin, totally ransacked, windows knocked out, everything stolen. Cops wouldn't even come out. Oh, but it's to stop car thieves. Yeah, sure. And I'm a deep sea North Atlantic lobster. It has nothing to do with that. Here's another example. We told you. It was about 7-8 years ago because I was sent a big trucking magazine and it admitted that the feds were going to track all cell phones, not just in real time. That was a separate law they passed in 96, but they were also going to use the cell phones to track traffic congestion. And I told people about that. again, not that smart. I just know how to read industry publications. It's just admitted. And everybody laughed and giggled. Ha ha, sure, they're going to track my location with my cell phone. And the question was, how are they going to announce and sell this surveillance to you? Well, sure enough, they've now come out coast to coast, from Montana to Kansas to Texas. It's been in our newspapers. Oh, your city emergency management and traffic centers, all integrated under federal control and federally financed, are tracking all the cell phones in real time to be able to look at traffic patterns. Remember when they put up all the cameras and they even show them to you on the news, get you acclimated, showing the traffic? You know, it has a dual use. Oh, we were given these federal cameras to look at the traffic to help you get to work quicker. And, oh, we're going to use the cell phone to track right where you're at to be able to tell where all the cars are for traffic. Oh, and for law enforcement, we forgot to mention that part. So they always mention some little innocuous or helping reason for this. But if you read last year, one of the issues in MIT magazine, they said the Pentagon designed this at MIT, and this is a control grid. There were several other big mainstream articles last year as well where they said, oh, the population surveillance system, it had an even scarier name, I forget it. It was like something out of a science fiction movie. The one we developed for Western Europe and the U.S. that's in place now, we need to put that in Iraq. That's why it was in the news. Oh, the same slave grid we're under here. Oh, we need to use that in Iraq against them. See how these people operate? And then when your neighbor finally hears that his cell phone's listening to him, tracking him, he'll just say, oh, it's for traffic congestion. And what have they announced? There's going to be CIA officers under Homeland Security at every emergency management center in every, I mean, even small towns have these. If it's a mid-sized city like Austin, you will have a huge command bunker, which they built back in 99, with county, city, fire department, everybody in there. It's all federally controlled, all over the, but then in small towns, and in regions where it's not urban, you'll have, on average, say, four counties that come together, and right in the middle of it, there'll be that guard armory. I've probably seen 200 news articles or more. You're always calling in with it going, yeah, what you said about the police moving into military bases, they moved into it, but the guard's keeping an office and runs security there and, quote, advises the police. And there's a Homeland Security officer that's over the whole thing. Just go pull it up. If you've got an old base, chances are the police department's moved into it. It's now under federal control with troops, with that relationship forming. See, they don't have to come in with the military and take over your police stations. They just come in with some money, and your police station moves in, and it's now the Tri-County Emergency Command Center, or the Quad County. Just type these names into Google. Or the Tennessee River Authority Emergency Management Center. Just type this stuff in and learn and go on down. You know, just say, hey, I'm doing a paper for college about Homeland Security and how great it is. They'll probably let you right in. There'll be big rooms with plasma TVs and guys walking around in uniforms and military men giving orders to police captains. Yes, sir. Walking around. And of course, there's no real terrorists, no real threat. The cameras are picking up illegal aliens who they don't have a face print off of from the driver's license photo. They ignore all that. They could round up all the illegals in a matter of weeks. No, none of it's going to be used for that. It's scanning your... And see, they're putting in all this software, and it's wired in. The Austin Emergency Management Center can dial in to cameras all over the country. It was on C-SPAN a few years ago. My dad calls. He's eating breakfast. He goes, tune into C-SPAN. They were just showing Austin. And they had the federal transportation head on, and they got a big screen up, and they're showing the C-SPAN interviewer, look here, we can show you this city, we can show you that city, here's L.A., here's Boston, here's Austin. See? Just flipping through the channels, and then the New York Times comes out and says, oh, they're going to try to have an after-school program where if you want to graduate from high school, the state says you have to volunteer for two semesters to watch surveillance cameras and help the police. And see, now it's being announced. And so, see, citizens are going to be dialed in, too. Oh, in fact, in London, you can subscribe with your cable package and get to yourself dial in with a little computer key and look at different cameras. See, don't worry about Big Brother. You can help. You can be part of it. All right, I'm burning our time up, and I want to get to all these clips, and we've got several guests today. Again, it's so complex. There's so many layers to this evil. I can't even cover it all. And I remember reading, starting out in Wisconsin, the first place they announced it, that, we're going to have a new cell phone tax in the state to pay to have the officers that sit in the command center. And the officers were all surprised. They go, oh, we didn't know we had this capability. See, the feds are there every month going, oh, here's a new capability now. We're going to teach everybody in the command center about this new capability. We're now going to show you in live time everyone's cell phone by their name as a red blip on the screen, and it can be integrated with a database to check for warrants. And so you see these red dots on the screen. These are felons right now driving around in the city. Well, why don't we go bust them? Well, we're not ready to implement this program yet. And the cops just see, because they haven't announced it to everyone yet. And so they've got the cell phones tracking you, the license plate reading cameras tracking you, the face scanning cameras tracking you. And then all over the country, the feds are lobbying, international companies are lobbying, states are passing it to put in tracker chips, RFID chips, and all the inspection stickers to tax you as you drive down the road. And as it said in the bill here in Texas, we nearly beat a few years ago, they're trying to implement now by fiat, the minute your insurance runs out, the minute you are instantly flagged, and it's going to come up on a computer screen that they're now installing in police cars all over the country, again with federal grants. Go ahead and laugh, police. You'll be getting it in the next few months or in the next year or two, depending on where you are. Then of course, you'll love it. Oh, because it's such a great way to stop criminals, right? Except criminals run the government. And false info can be put in by design on people's records, as they are doing to Professor Boyle we had on just 2 days ago, who wrote our biological weapons treaty because he's out exposing government involvement in anthrax and because he's out fighting the New World Order and calling for Bush's impeachment. He now basically can't fly and gets harassed everywhere he goes because he's on the no-fly list, see. And again, Governor Ridge, when they were founding Homeland Security in 2002, on C-SPAN said, it's all going to be on your ID card with that ID number attached to a database, everything you do, everything you say, everything you are. Let's go to this an upset. I mean, that's only one chapter. Listen, it would take 10 hours to even try to tell you everything about it. Okay, it's that bad, folks. I mean, Google saying they're going to use cameras and microphones to listen to you and watch you. I've got a mainstream news article here today admitting that the new video games watch you. Oh, I'm not kidding. See, this is mega tyranny. Nothing to do with fighting criminals. It's about enslaving and controlling you. Let's go to this clip where a high-level CIA officer, the head of CIA's Europe division, section chief, talks about how they knew there were no WMDs. Here it is from 60 Minutes.
Meanwhile, the CIA had made a major intelligence breakthrough on Iraq's nuclear program. Naji Sabri, Iraq's foreign minister, had made a deal to reveal Iraq's military secrets to the CIA. Tyler Drumheller was in charge of the operation.
This was a very high inner circle of Saddam Hussein, someone who would know what he was talking about.
You knew you could trust this guy.
We continued to validate him the whole way through.
According to Drumheller, CIA Director George Tenet delivered the news about the Iraqi foreign minister at a high-level meeting at the White House.
The president, the vice president, Dr. Rice.
And at that meeting?
They were enthusiastic because they said they were excited that we had a high-level penetration of the Iraqis.
And what did this high-level source tell you?
He told us that they had no active weapons of mass destruction program.
So in the fall of 2002, before going to war, we had it on good authority from a source within Saddam's inner circle that he didn't have an active program for weapons of mass destruction.
Yes.
There's no doubt in your mind about it?
No doubt in my mind at all, no.
It directly contradicts, though, what the president and his staff were telling us.
The policy was set. The war in Iraq was coming, and they were looking for intelligence to fit into the policy.
And then,
to justify the policy.
Drumheller expected the White House.
That's good. And then a few months later, They have the White House meeting with Blair, and they say, well, we'll just stage a defector coming out and claiming he saw WMDs, or we can get it, fly a plane low, paint it up like a UN plane, get it shot down. But still, neocons are on talk radio. Every day I tune in, I hear this. I mean, it's like a mantra. They found mobile weapons trucks. They found the sarin gas. They found blah, blah, blah. Those mobile weapons trucks were pumping up hot air balloons. They knew it. Actually, hydrogen balloons. They knew that from the start. It had the British serial numbers. It was in Jane's Weapons Quarterly. They knew exactly what it was the minute the British found it. It was, and they just, for months, we found mobile anthrax labs. That reminds me of the time we got it on video. It's in Road to Tyranny, where they pull over one of our listeners, Farrell Montgomery, and we have it because it was chopper video of all this. And he gets out, hands up, didn't do anything wrong. They taser him, let a dog chew on him, and then they wanted to act like it was okay. So they pull out jumper cables, their jumper cables, and hold them up and say, look, pipe bombs. Jumper cables are pipe bombs. Balloon trucks are anthrax machines. You like being lied to? You like this criminal government that ships in narcotics for your children? That puts mercury in your vaccines? I mean, that gets rid of your borders? That destroys your country? You like it? Well, good then. Enjoy it. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Welcome back. Well, then we got loaded phone lines, and I'm going to go to your calls here in a minute, and just your question, your comment. I'm going to get to the next person. So we got a guest coming up about 10 after, and I want to get a few calls in this segment and in the next. I do want to briefly tell you that I had never had time to put my first seven films, America Destroyed by Design, The Masters of Terror, Police State 1, 2, and 3, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. I had never put these films on DVD. Been too busy to do it. My first seven films, the classics, are now all on DVD. And we've got, you can get all three of the Police State films for $34.95 for a limited time in a box set on three different DVDs. Right now at Infowars.com, the Police State trilogy on DVD. You can get the other films. There's a discount where you can get all seven of them together, and just it's like half off. Why don't you go to Infowars.com and peruse these new videos we've got up there for you, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And while you're at it, get my new blockbuster film, Terror Storm, The History of Government-Sponsored Terror, or America, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo, or the other books and videos we carry on the secure online video and bookstore at Infowars.com, or call toll-free again, 888-253-3139. And your support makes this transmission and this broadcast possible. Also, till the end of the year, just a few more weeks, we have the get almost a half year free, 5 months free, plus of PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, weekly TV reports, thousands of pieces of media, third-year anniversary coming up in April. You'll get all of that material in super high quality down to low bandwidth, depending on your connection, at PrisonPlanet.tv for only 15 cents a day if you get a monthly membership, and even less if you get a yearly membership. You get 5 months free, five-plus months free. You can't beat the deal. PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's go ahead and go to David in Michigan, then Jim, John, Lewis, Greg, and others. Go ahead, David.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I want to quickly say I heard you. I got two comments here. I heard you on George Norrie, and you were asking him like what part of the Road to Tyranny he liked. And I just want to quickly say the part that I think is really important about Road to Tyranny is it provides what engineers and inventors call proof of concept. It has a proof of concept for false flag terrorism. So
you mean Terror Storm?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I actually wrote it to you, and it's actually my favorite, but I think Terror Storm is,
I mean, we start the film by showing the admissions of where criminals in our government have staged terror. This is admitted.
Right. So that way anybody, all the people, they have it in their minds, oh, no, the government, you know, would never do anything wrong. My neighbor, he's evil, and the guy who just cut me off, he's evil, but the government, they're great, you know. So, you really thoroughly document specifically.
Yeah, my neighbor gave me a dirty look. He's bad, but I trust my government.
Right. It's totally inane, but, as I say, with really documented cases, that the idea of proof of concept is really big in engineering and stuff. So, the second thing I wanted to talk about is a possible big aspect of this, of September 11th. And are you familiar with who Thomas Barnett is?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, he wrote, he's kind of a pseudo-neocon.
The Pentagon's new map.
Exactly, yeah, he wrote that for Vanity Fair, and he was on a big speaking tour for that. Okay, I like studying warfare, I write science fiction, so I watch interviews with him, and I saw an interview with him on Google Video, and he was talking, you know, just kind of giving his biography, his professional biography and the like, and he was saying in the mid-90s he worked for the Naval War College. And in the mid-90s, Cantor Fitzgerald commissioned the Naval War College as a think tank for economic war games. And he was saying, and let's see here, Cantor Fitzgerald, Cantor Fitzgerald was the, they lost 600 employees in the World Trade Center, more than any other company, including the New York Fire Department. And on September 14th, 3 days later, they already had an economic plan in place for the...
Tell you what, stay there to briefly finish your point when we get back and send me that Google clip.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.